Chapter 4. The Race for the South Pole. Caption. On December 14, 1911, Roald Amundsen became the first person to reach the South Pole. For many years, Antarctica's dangerous climate and raging waters kept would-be explorers away. In fact, Antarctica was not identified until 1820. No one can be certain when the first person really set foot on Antarctica. Yet many historians believe that that person was a whale hunter named John Davis. The first recorded landing on Antarctica was by a group of Norwegian whale hunters in 1895. In the early 1900s, many expeditions were sent to Antarctica. While today's scientists and tourists arrive there by airplane, helicopter, or special icebreaker ships, early explorers traveled the dangerous waters in wooden ships. The journeys were miserable and often deadly. In June of 1910, a team from Great Britain, led by Captain Robert Scott, and a team from Norway, led by the explorer Roald Amundsen, raced to be the first to reach the South Pole. On December 14, 1911, the team from Norway reached its destination. On January 17, 1912, the five members of the British team, including Captain Scott, arrived at the South Pole by sled. But Scott soon realized that Amundsen had gotten there first. Disappointment, harsh weather, sickness, and a lack of supplies all proved too much for the British explorers. On their difficult trek back to their camp, Scott and his team died in the bitter cold. Caption. On January 17, 1912, Robert Scott and his team reached the South Pole, a month after Amundsen.